Welcome to the Pelvic Floor Fit Podcast. My name is Dr. Emily, and I am a mama of soon-to-be three under three. I'm a pelvic health physical therapist, and I'm a certified pre- and postnatal fitness coach. And it is my absolute passion to empower y'all to achieve a pain-free pregnancy, the birth of your dreams, and a confident postpartum recovery. Just a quick reminder about information that I share in this podcast. It is not intended to be taken as medical advice intended to diagnose or treat any illness or condition. You should speak with your healthcare provider about any of the topics discussed and how they may or may not pertain to you. While I am a pelvic health physical therapist and certified pre- and postnatal fitness coach, we do not have a therapist-patient relationship or trainer-client relationship. I am so excited for y'all to hear from my guest today. Her name is Tia, and she owns West Texas Soap Co. She makes a bunch of amazing products that are all very natural and very supportive to our hormonal health. And she is also a mama of three wonderful children. She has been an absolute Titus II woman to me. So I was so grateful to have her on to just kind of talk about her own motherhood journey, the things that she did right, the things that she wished she would have done differently, and to just have that deep perspective from someone who I respect so much. So without further ado, here is my talk with Tia.
So I was just going to tell them, you know, I found you actually through networking for business and stuff. But if y'all are not familiar with Tia, she owns West Texas Soap Co. and she makes incredible products. I have them literally head to toe from her shampoo to I have her heel balm all over my feet. So she's phenomenal. She helps me with my sleep, my skincare, all of the things. But she's also just been quite the Titus II woman in my life, being a real disciple and mentor as a mama who has older kiddos than I do, and a believer and all of those valuable things. So I'm very, very fond of her and wanted to have her on to just kind of chat about her first few pregnancies and how they were quite a bit different than her most recent one.
Yes, and ditto to everything. Dr. Emily has helped me so much with my third pregnancy postpartum and recovering from that, and has also been such a great friend. We became very fast friends. Yes.
I feel like God put you in my life. I needed you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And so I'm the one who actually wanted to talk about this specific topic, because how much I wish I would have had you and or somebody like you for specifically for my first two pregnancies, and I really needed you for my third postpartum, because I was given so much bad advice, and it I ended up nearly on disability with both pregnancies because it was so severe, and it took me years to recover, and actually I never fully recovered until long later. So you basically, I have a 14-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 1-year-old, and a nice big gap there. And the interesting thing is that big gap is because I was too terrified to get pregnant again, because I thought I was going to die, because my second pregnancy was so intense and no doctor could help me. Mm-hmm. And so we were afraid for me to be pregnant again, but God, you know, changed our hearts on it, taught me a lot that I needed to learn. And my third pregnancy ended up being my best one ever, which is incredible. Even though I was 10 years older, you know. So, you know, my first, I've done it always. Like my first pregnancy and postpartum was very, very standard. I was, you know, just turned 21 when I gave birth. So it was like, I'll eat whatever I want. I'll just take the prenatal vitamin, show up at the hospital, do whatever they tell me, give me whatever, and do whatever they tell me afterwards. And my second, I was much more natural. I went in wanting to hypnobirth naturally in the hospital, you know, ate really clean, that kind of stuff. So I've done every version, which has really helped me have a good outlook on it all. And I understand all aspects and which one has worked the best.
Yeah.
And so with the first one, I ended up with the most severe hip displacement pain and pelvic issues that I couldn't put my pants on anymore because it was horribly painful. I couldn't stand. I couldn't sit. I couldn't stand. I couldn't lay. I basically had to levitate. And it happened early on. And so I ended up having to leave work early because I literally couldn't sit in the chair throughout the day. I could barely get dressed for work. And it was just from the pelvic and hip issues. And of course, you know, none of the OBs thought anything about it, whatever. It all popped back once he comes, which it did not. It did not at all. And I ended up on my own doing research and was like, I think it's from too much relaxin hormone being released, which I can't control or do anything about. So there's nothing I can do except wither away until he comes. And then he came, and it took me over 2 years to be able to lay on my side again without severe hip pain. And I watch all of your reels now and I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have known.
Oh yeah.
15, because you know, at that point I'm pregnant. So 15 years ago, there was no Instagram, there was no YouTube, there was very little internet. You know, now you can find a blog on anything. But back then there wasn't very much. All I was finding was like, don't eat too much tuna because of the mercury levels. Like there was, that was like it. And it took me years to be able to lay on my side again. And I knew my hips were always fragile. I always had to be careful. And this is even after I had implemented a yoga practice. I had lost, you know, I'd finally totally healed my body, got on a really anti-inflammatory diet, lost all the weight because I went from standard American diet, got really sick after my pregnancy, and that's when my whole healing journey started, and I lost all the weight and found what clean eating meant and all that. So all I've done, I did all the right things, and then I finally got to a place where I could lay on my side with a pillow between my knees, and it was like, oh, I can lay on my side. I'm so excited. Yes, and it was mostly just my right hip, my dominant hip, and tried different chiropractor, tried this, tried that, and it was just like, well, I'm just permanently, my thought process was I'm just permanently damaged from this, but that wasn't the case at all.
No.
And I learned so much from watching your stuff like that. Not only can you prevent that stuff, but you can fix it too. It doesn't have to be forever and then get subsequently worse with each pregnancy.
I mean, my primary message that I love to preach is like, seek this care early on. Like, I've had a few mamas who haven't even, well, they're hopeful mamas, they're trying to conceive, seeking help, and I'm like, yes, this is what we need to be doing. Like, learn this stuff now, you're gonna have an amazing pregnancy and all of the things. But on the flip side, like, I have moms who, you know, had their last kid 10 years ago or more, and it's amazing, like, a week or two can make a big, big difference when you actually learn how to connect to these muscles, you learn what they're supposed to do, and you're like, oh, I didn't have to suffer, okay.
And that's why I'm like, that's why I had told Emma, like, this is what I want to talk about, because I want people to know that this is not, you know, you just pushing some stuff that you're passionate about. Like, it's stuff that actually changes your life. Like, you, like, I have had two horrendous, painful pregnancies and postpartums, and all of it could have been prevented, you know, to a maximum, because I did prevent it in my third pregnancy. I did not have severe issues in my third pregnancy, even though, you know, according to standard knowledge, it should have been much worse because it was my subsequent pregnancy, but actually it was the best I'd ever had, and I healed and bounced back like they said I was gonna with the other two, because I was doing things the right way. And then the other part of it is, you know, then the nutrition aspect that Natalie offers. My second pregnancy, now I'm like super healthy, super clean eater, yoga practice all the time, you know, really doing well. And I was like, I'm ready to get pregnant again because I'm doing everything right that I know of. And I ended up having like horrible pregnancy. Like with my first, the pregnancy was pretty standard other than the hip and pelvic pain because I was so young. The Western diet hadn't caught up with me yet. And so, but my second pregnancy, even though I'm eating amazing, I look back at pictures and I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's my life. There's no life. Like I am dying. Like the life was being sucked out of me. I was like the Walking Dead. I was having horrible sugar drops all the time that doctors just said, huh, that's funny. And that's all they would say. And I was scared and my blood pressure would be randomly plummeting. And I'd be in the private break room at work with my feet above my head, trying to get my blood pressure back up so I could go back to work. Like it was crazy. And I found out with my third pregnancy is because I was starving to death. Like I was not eating anywhere near the amount of calories and protein my diet was really clean, but I was not eating in a way that was supportive enough to actually thrive and do well and not slowly die, because it was crazy. And then the same thing happened. Horrible debilitating pelvic and hip issues, had to go on disability early. The problem with that is that means you have to come back sooner. So if you decide to take your disability early, you need that you only get 6 weeks. So if that means you come back 4 weeks postpartum now, that's what happens. And so you have to like suffer as long as humanly possible so that you can get enough time home with your baby. It was just chaos. And so I'm starving to death, my blood sugar's plummeting, my blood pressure's plummeting. And I go into the labor and I do it in a hospital. So on top of it, you're not allowed to eat. And I do it mostly natural up until the last 30 minutes. I'm surprised I didn't pass out because I just didn't have enough nourishment in my body to even, like preparing for labor, like you talk so much about in your stuff. Like I'm already fully malnourished. And then I'm going into the most intense marathon of my life, and I'm not allowed to nourish during the marathon. Like it's a recipe for disaster. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, well, and I love like you spoke to, there are all these avenues to learn more now, which is great, and that is super helpful. But even the advice that is out there is a lot of it's really horrible. Like, I mean, I'm a nerd, so even this, my third pregnancy, I'm reading every book, I'm doing all the things. Like, I always want to learn more, and I'm always so disappointed in the advice they give for pelvic health and for fitness. And actually, a lot of the nutrition advice is pretty horrible too. And you're like, okay. Well, these are, it's great that there are more resources, but just because there are more doesn't mean they're better. But they'll just give garbage advice and they're easy solutions. Like none of it's rocket science. None of it, none of it is something that's, super time consuming. Like we built you a program that was 10 minutes a day and it was like
And it like within a few weeks, within a couple weeks, I started noticing massive changes in just 10 minutes a day. And I was like, oh, wow.
And that's after the fact too. So you think if you go into it with that, holy cow, But like we would never just go run a marathon and not train for it and not fuel for it and like make sure our calories are steadily increasing going into it and all those things. And with motherhood, we're just like, go for it. Here's some ice chips.
And you just go for the ride and think you're not going to crash and burn. But you usually do. And, with his so both postpartums, it was pretty fine because I couldn't breastfeed long because I didn't have proper help information. So it fizzled out for both of them really quickly. And the second one, because I was more natural, I was so determined to breastfeed. And even though I was like talking to lactation consultants and stuff, they weren't very helpful. So the main thing everyone has to know is if you have clogs, take sunflower lecithin. It is a complete life changer, and there was no information available about it. And so I ended up breastfeeding simply because I couldn't get rid of a clog, and no one knew how to, who I was talking to, even though I like waited on the phone to talk to a lactation, specialist and da da da. She's like, well, if you've done the hot pad and you've done the massage, there's nothing else you can do. And so I stopped breastfeeding only a couple weeks into it because of a clog. And it's so preventable and so treatable with Sunflower lecithin now, it works for me within a day or two. It's a miracle. And thank God I came across somebody who told me about it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been successful this time around either.
Yeah.
So I had a pretty fast bounce back with both postpartums because I wasn't breastfeeding for very long, only a couple weeks for both. And I just had the, you know, permanent hip and pelvic issues that never actually got better. They never 100% healed. They just got to a place where I could live my life at a good level, but they were always there. And then comes my third one. Now it's 10 years later. I know so much. I've learned so much. Yeah. I finally find, you know, a birth team that actually it aligns with the stuff I like. And I know, cause I went with a midwife and they know so much mm-hmm. in my personal experiences. They knew so much more than my OBs. They knew how to fix me when I was having blood sugar issues. They knew what I was supposed to take when I was having issues, and everything they suggested worked. And mm-hmm. it was amazing. Like, I felt like crap. And they're like, you are not eating enough. This is what you need to eat. They said, you need to eat, you know, over 100 grams of protein a day. Da-da-da-da. Now, I'm telling you, I was stuffing myself. It was not comfortable. It was not natural for my eating style. So, but I was determined not to suffer like I did in my second mm-hmm. pregnancy. And so I am literally like, my plate is huge because I have, you know, I'm counting my calories and my protein to make sure I'm eating. And I was stuffed and I was eating so many times a day. And I had the best pregnancy because of it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it doesn't necessarily always feel natural to your eating style to consume that many calories and that much protein.
Yeah.
But if you, there's a reason they say that. There's a reason they're suggesting that, because when you do, it's like, oh my gosh, I feel alive again. Like, I'm not, my blood sugar isn't going all over the place. Mm-hmm. I don't feel, you know, so horribly depleted all of the time.
Yeah.
Other than what's normal and kind of your first trimester exhaustion kind of stuff. I worked, I mean, because, you know, with the business, I worked long days up until the day she popped out. That's insane, like, for yeah. me. I was on disability for the first two. And that was hugely because of I was eating enough. Mm-hmm. And it was all good quality, high nutrient, you know, stuff. It doesn't have to be expensive. Just stick with, you know, if you can go with Natalie's program, do it. But if you can't, like, focus on paleo, because that's kind of the simplest way to find recipes, and just pack in the calories and the protein, you know?
Yeah. Well, and many are under eating forever. Like, I mean, my 6 years leading into my first pregnancy, I was significantly under eating and significantly over exercising. And that was a huge shock to me. When I first worked with Natalie postpartum, she doubled my calories, mm-hmm. doubled them. I was eating 3,000 calories a day to try to heal yes. the damage done. Now, I didn't like go from 1,500 to 3,000 the next day.
Yeah.
It was a very gradual process, but it's wild. My body was so depleted.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, you know, I knew the muscular standpoint, like, I didn't have the nourishment to support it.
So. Yeah. And I just like, so now I don't know. I didn't learn about yours and Natalie's programs until after I was well into my postpartum. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that would have been really helpful going into it.
Oh, yeah.
And so even though I was like, I was eating enough, I was doing wonderful, I found an incredible chiropractor who made, like, it was by his God-given abilities alone that I did not struggle
mm-hmm.
with pelvic and hip issues. I couldn't believe I was just praising God constantly. And I was trying to exercise and do the right exercises this time. I was determined. But I got some poor advice that mm-hmm. was, hey, those specific exercises you're doing are causing some displacement issues with your hip and pelvis. So stop doing them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stopped doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And which that might have not been what they meant, but my brain kind of turned it into that, and I stopped doing everything because I didn't want to mess anything up because I wasn't hurting. Like,
yeah.
And so I stopped doing everything, and what that meant is, you know, by the time I get to my postpartum, I have, like, all of my muscles are gone to mm-hmm. like a terrifying extent.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just like getting up off the floor was hard, hard.
Yeah.
Like hard, hard. And I was like, oh my gosh, what has happened? What is going on? But also I'm like depleted because I'm successfully breastfeeding and like my, you know, I'm having all these issues with hot flashes and mineral imbalances and this and that. And like, I wish I would have known about Natalie so I could be like, fix me.
Yeah.
I just suffered and researched and tried something else and it didn't work. And then suffered and researched and tried something else and didn't work. Mm-hmm. And then you and I connected and I was like, my body is not like, I have no muscles and nothing is working. I can't even get into a downward dog pose and stay there for more than 20 seconds without shaking. Like that's insane for me because I had always had some kind of routine where I maintained. And then you were like, hey, you can do it. Cause I came across a poster that said something about if you're exhausted all the time and something else, it can actually be partially caused due to inactivity and how exercising can get your metabolism fixed again and your energy levels fixed again. And I was like, I'm having problems with both of those because this is my first time breastfeeding long-term. I am not losing the weight. Even now I'm still not losing the weight and I've had to just kind of become comfortable with that and know that I'm nourishing my baby and that someday that will change. But that wasn't normal for me because I used to lose, the second pregnancy, I lost it right away because he was on formula.
Yeah.
And my hormones balanced right away. But your post was like, hey, if you just strength train, you can fix your, you know, get your metabolism rebalanced because I was still having blood sugar craziness, even though I was eating right. And so we talked for the first time and I did your 10-minute program and it was crazy how fast it worked. It was crazy how my strength started coming back. It was kind of like I needed to wake my muscles up again. Like they were still there, but they weren't awake. And so it was like, I couldn't even get up off the floor. Like that's crazy. Like I'm 35 years old. I can't get up off the floor. Like what?
Yeah. And,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just gonna say, I hear that so often and like, we really don't give our bodies enough credit when we think about what they do for pregnancy and birth. Like it's amazing. And I mean, this analogy will rub some people the wrong way and I don't mean it in a bad way, but it's almost like being in an accident or a car, you know, a car crash or something. When you go through birth, it is a very extreme experience, even if it's a really positive one. Massive hormonal changes, massive physiological changes. And there's often, even in the healthiest individuals, a brain muscle connection disruption. Not that it's like your muscles are broken, it's not that your body's broken, but just the connection is disrupted. And sometimes just having certain cues or certain images where you're like, oh, that's how I need to use that muscle, or like I just haven't ever pictured it that way, can make such a huge difference. And then also knowing which muscles are worth spending the time to strengthen, because everyone's so focused on, you know, balance that culture, or even like how you were talking about, you were doing, you know, good prenatal exercise and then you got scared and you were like, oh, I just like, then I better do nothing, so I'm gonna hurt something or I'm gonna mess something up. Like we just have such a like all or nothing mentality. And if you have some specificity and you understand like, here are the priorities, here's what's going to get you feeling the best in the quickest amount of time, like, because, you know, I know you and I both are super busy. I don't spend an hour in the gym anymore. I miss those days. I'm a gym rat. I love that. But I get like 10, 15, maybe 30 minutes if I'm lucky. And like, that's what I've got. So I've got to make sure I'm using that time effectively. And I know other mamas are the same way.
Yeah. And I love too that that you gave me, because, you know, I told you, like, I don't have equipment. I can't get equipment. Like, you've got nothing to work with here except 10 minutes in my body. And you were like, you were like, bet, that's all I need. And I love that what you gave me is I actually don't need to set aside time, because we go outside to play. And while we're all playing, I'm, you know, doing squats across the yard, or I'm doing, you know, I keep my kettlebells out front now in the front lawn. And while they're playing, I'm there doing, you know, whatever with my kettle, because I happen to have some. You can get them at like Five Below. It's like, hello. Yep. Amazing. And, you know, so
Facebook marketing.
Yeah. And so it was like what you gave me was like, I didn't even have to set time aside for it. I could do it while the kids are playing and we're all outside together and all that kind of stuff. And it was just, it worked so fast. And I started feeling like I was in my body again. I think you nailed it when you just said that you lose the connection between your mind and your muscles. That makes so much sense about what I was experiencing. Because I was like, I know I couldn't have atrophied all of my muscles in just a short period of time. Why aren't they firing? That makes perfect sense. That it fully explains what it felt like.
Yeah.
And it was like I was, when I did your program, it was like, everything was turning back on. I was getting in tune with everything again. Like I had told you, like I'm finally starting to feel like myself again. And like, this is what my body, like I'm in my body again, basically.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing too. Like, you know, if the Lord has another baby coming for you, you know, it'll be so amazing to see what your experience is, you know, yes. Like, now that you know how to make these connections, you know what to prioritize. If you ever feel intimidated about should I or shouldn't I be doing this, like you have a great resource to run it by so that you don't just stop being active. Because that's the hard thing with pregnancy fitness is everybody is so scared. So they spend 9 months on the couch, which will atrophy some muscles.
Yes.
But you have the knowledge and it's going to be more like riding a bicycle instead of like searching in the dark where you don't know where you are on the map trying to figure out which way is up. And that's just something I'm super passionate about. I love helping mamas who are in any position because there's so much we can do, and the Lord definitely knew what he was doing when he made our bodies. They're tremendously resilient, but whatever we can do to just make it a smooth experience from the get-go, like how powerful would it be if we could train an entire generation of moms to like understand their bodies, feel confident in their abilities, and not think like motherhood is this huge drag that's really painful and frustrating. And
yeah, and I think, you know, like you say, we're resilient. Like, I think nothing is a testament to that other than my third pregnancy was better by 1,000% than the one when I was 20. The one when I was 35 was a lot better than the one when I was 20 or 34.
Yeah.
And like, to just like, hey, it doesn't matter what your experience was like before. It can be better. It can be different. You can feel amazing through your whole pregnancy. And I think the other thing is like, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Like you do need multiple resources that you're pulling from so that you're getting balanced advice. Or like me, you know, I was putting all my faith in one person and then I got advice that made me not, you know, like you have to, there is a reason that there's multiple specialists in different capacities. And trust that you are an intelligent person and that you are capable of learning so that you don't feel like you just have to do what everyone tells you. Like know that you are capable, intelligent, and you have just as much capability of doing the research and reading and learning as the person who's giving you advice.
Yeah.
So that you don't just follow blindly.
Yeah. And I think finding those specialists who also love referring, because
yes, so you can trust them.
That tells you a lot about somebody when they're like, hey man, I'm really good at this, but like, I don't know that, or I know this much, but this is who you should talk to about that. Like, I love, like, that's why I partnered with Natalie, because to me, like, nutrition and pelvic health and fitness are just two sides of a coin. Like I can do a lot, but I can't do it all.
You need both. Like if you want to have a successful pregnancy where you feel your best, you need both. Like my perfect example, my third pregnancy, my nutrition was incredible, but not my pelvic health and my exercising. And that's what I suffered with so much afterwards. And so you, if you do both, which you guys offer so perfectly in your package, you're just gonna like do amazing. Like you're gonna do so amazing. And I know you guys are happy to refer when you see something else that they might need. You already have a whole network of people that you help your mamas get to. And so it's perfect. But go to Dr. Emily's. Go sign up for everything, for real.
Well, I appreciate it. It's been such a blessing to me, as much as it is to the mamas who I've been fortunate enough to be able to help. Because like I, you know, my pregnancies weren't nearly as spread out as yours, but I had a horrible first pregnancy myself. I had a horrible first postpartum recovery. And that's ultimately why I do this, is because it sucked. I lost myself. I didn't think I'd ever feel like myself again. And I found a way through it. And I was like, shoot, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure no mama ever has to feel that way, if I have anything to say about it. And hopefully we can just prevent them from feeling that way at all. But if they are in that place, I want to help them find their way out and feel empowered and encouraged and confident and strong again. Because it's definitely possible and a lot quicker than you'd think.
And it gives you, I don't know, it gives you extra credibility, because you're not just coming from someone who's always had wonderful pregnancies and wonderful body experiences and saying, you can have all of this. Well, you know, like, it's hard for people who've been through a hard pregnancy to put their trust in somebody who's like never had that experience, and we're supposed to believe that we can. You also have the same thing, like, yeah, my first one sucked, but not my subsequent. Like, you, like, it is possible for everybody, no matter how big of the gap of children, no matter your age. Like, it can be your best pregnancy and postpartum yet.
Oh yeah,
if you have these tools.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked, you know, a lot about, like, my first was a cesarean. I wanted a natural. I wanted to give birth in a field somewhere. Like, I was like, let's just do the whole
just squat thing. In a field.
Yeah. And I wound up with a cesarean, and my son was in NICU, and it was awful. So if I can bounce back, anybody can. Like, it's not, I don't have anything, there's nothing special about me. It's just knowing how to have good support and how to follow through and how to have good strategies to make it stick.
Yeah.
Really all it is. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Tia. This was a blast, and I really appreciate you being so willing to share your experiences, because I know that's not always the easiest thing. It's really vulnerable to share, like, really hard things we've been through, or when we didn't feel very confident or strong. But I really hope that it spoke to anybody who is in that position, or somebody who is, like, just discovering they're pregnant or trying to get pregnant, and they're hopefully, like, seeking out wise counsel of how they can make it such a positive experience. I'm really excited that I see more women doing that. So I'm hoping we can start a movement where moms are just really supported, really encouraged, really empowered and educated. That's definitely my dream. I know it's yours as well.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for having me. And we plan to do this again. Yes. I want to interview you about your epic meal prepping and planning, because Emily is, I'm not even kidding, she's the busiest human in the planet. She's just too passionate about everything. So she's super busy. But you still manage to make nutritious meals for your family. You have these genius ideas of, like, cooking Christmas dinner ahead of time and freezing it. You send your husband off with nutritious meals, even though you're working crazy, have two kids under you, plus you're pregnant. And I, you know, a lot of my stuff is helping people learn how to heal and get into a diet by cutting out the bad stuff and having a healthy balance of healthy, nutritious meals. And a lot of people, they're like, how do you, I can't be consistent, or it's too much effort, or I don't have the time. If Emily has the time, we all have the time. And so I'm going to pick her brain about the systems that she's found that she uses to make sure they're all still eating well, despite their busy schedules. So that will be our next get together, which I'm really excited about.
Yes. I'm so pumped, because it's been, quite a bit of trial and error, but it definitely helps our family a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been so fun.
Of course. Thanks for coming on. And we will see y'all. I believe that's next week, but we will definitely have stuff in our stories announcing it and things.
Yeah, I think next week's Christmas. So maybe not next week, the week after. Something like
that's
that.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
Just watch your stories. You'll see.
Yeah, it. We'll tell you.
Awesome. Well, y'all have a fantastic day.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pelvic Floor Fit podcast. It is my absolute honor to empower, educate, and inspire you mamas to have the most amazing motherhood journey possible. If this was helpful for you, please leave me a 5-star review and send this to a mama who needs to hear it.